I used to go fox hunting with the boys a lot. We would ride all night over the hills to listen to the dogs. I went with my husband and my brother fox hunting. We got up before daylight. We drove in the car this time. And there were 300 foxhounds turned loose. And they started barking, you know, and running, hunting for a fox. And they got divided into two groups. And the men, they tried to stay in distance, hearing distance all the time. I got sleepy, and I got in the back of the car and went to sleep. And that red fox, I mean, yeah, it was a red fox. It came on the other side of the fence, right where those, my brother and my husband were standing. Well, they waked me up after it's gone by. And I told them, well, I had a stuffed red fox here in the house. I knew exactly what they looked like. And I'd heard fox races all for years, riding in with the hills and hollers with my brother. And it didn't matter to me if I didn't see that one. I enjoyed my sleep, I guess. That was way up in the morning, in the day sometime. I don't know exactly what time it was. But now, people on in the country can have lots of fun. A bunch of us girls went on the horses down to Shoal Creek to swim. Cornelia and I held on to the horses' tails. We had long hair. Well, it was during big meeting time. And our hair was wet, so we just let it hang down. And we rode those horses just like wild Indians up through Leon when everybody stuck their head out to see us. We left our hair hanging down so that it would dry, you know. And we wanted to get it to get dry before we went to church. People laughed at us, they said we were in a hurry, and I told them, yes, we were in a hurry. We wanted to get home and get ready for church. Oh, we've had lots of fun. I guess, have you ever seen a picture of these here, surreys, they call them? It's a two-seed thing with a straight top with fringe around it. My father bought the first one of those is in Lawrence County, I guess. And we were so proud of it. Every Sunday, we were riding in between church time. We were riding in that surrey. We'd gather the young folks and fill it. We didn't get the same ones every Sunday, you know. Everybody wanted to ride in it. So we'd take this bunch and that bunch and that bunch, you know, different Sundays. And, whenever I got old enough to have boyfriends, dates, I had two girl chums. And every Sunday, we would meet at her house or my house or the other girl's house. I never dated a boy by myself until my sister married. I'd been dating boys with these girls or with some other girls or with my sister. I never had been with a boy by myself. And my sister married, and I was in high school, and he was in high school, and I was rooming at a widow woman's home. So after the wedding, she and her husband went away. We went back to this where I boarded. We were sitting out on the porch eating peaches.